Before you listen to the sermon, read 1 Corinthians chapter
16.
Yes, over the last 4 months, we've been going through the book of 1 Corinthians. And today it looks like we're going to finish the book.
This letter.
And we will see that Paul is giving some last instructions.
And
he's giving some greetings to the church at Corinth.
Now,
when I was preparing the sermon, I greatly struggled to get one title for the chapter
16.
Because there's not seem to be really one topic. But I think I found one that kind of carries the load of what we see in the chapter. And my title is Independent Yet Interconnected. Yeah, what we see in chapter 16 is that Paul is drawing the focus away from themselves. As the local church in Corinth, to those who are outside that local church circle.
He's
showing them they're part of a bigger whole.
Reminding them.
Yes, they're an independent local church.
مستقلن
we do their own thing.
کار خودشونو میکنه کلیسا
خودشونو داره. We have to solve their own problems.
مشکلات خودشونو باید حل کنه.
And we see Paul giving a lot of advice and instruction how to do that.
بهشون خیلی راهنمایی میکنه که چه جوری این کارو بکنن.
But they're also interconnected with other churches.
با کلیساهای دیگه وابستن.
Yeah, the focus is not only us locally here.
ما این کلیسا، این کلیسای محلی، خودمون فقط.
Also looking outward.
اما مراقب دیگران
هم باشیم.
و ببینیم تصویر بزرگتر.
Yeah, where we can be a blessing. Corinth can be a blessing to other churches and Christians as well. So start reading in 1 Corinthians 16, verses 1 till 3. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God has prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. And when I come, whomsoever ye shall approve by your letters, then will I send to bring your liberality unto Jerusalem.
اما درباره جمع‌آوری برای مقدسین، چنان که به کلیساهای غلاطیه فرمودم، شما نیز همچنین کنید. در روز اول هفته، هر یکی از شما به حسب نعمتی که یافته باشد، نزد خود ذخیره کرده، کنار بگذارد تا وقت آمدن من زحمت جمع کردن نباشد. چون برسم، هر کسی را که با نامه‌های خود تأکید کنید آنان را خواهم فرستاد تا احسان شما را به اورشلیم ببرد.
Yes, so it looks like Paul is reminding them.
پولس رسول داری
یاد. Yeah, he's been talking before about the collection for the saints.
که اون جمع ایمانداران مقدسین.
That he's reminding them to collect some things for Jerusalem.
یه چیزی جمع کنید.
The church in Jerusalem.
برای کمک به کلیسای اورشلیم.
Yet remember we talked about collecting for the saints in Jerusalem.
اما درباره جمع‌آوری برای مقدسین که گفتم صحبت کردم.
Yeah, we need your help.
Yeah. کمک شما نیاز دارم.
And he just explains a little bit how you want them to go about it.
چجوری این کارو بکنین؟ چجوری هدایتتون رو؟
Yeah, this is what Paul says. I want you to do this.
پولس میگه من می‌خوام این کارو بکنم.
Yeah, this is the first indication. You're not alone.
تنها نیستید.
Yeah. You also need to help others, yeah?
کمک کنید به دیگران.
Now, this is not because the church in Jerusalem is kind of above other churches.
نه اینکه کلیسای اورشلیم بهتر از کلیسای دیگه است. همه باید کمک کنند به کلیسای اورشلیم.
There's no ruling over from Jerusalem or something like that.
اورشلیم قدرت نداره رو شما که هر چی دارین باید به بیگاری بدین به کلیسای اورشلیم.
It is simply because the church in Jerusalem is struggling.
به این معنی که امروز کلیسای اورشلیم مشکل داره.
And he's just encouraging them, hey.
تشویقتون میکنه.
You as Christians in Corinth, help the Christians in Jerusalem.
کمک کنین به مسیحیان.
Go to Romans 15:33 we're getting a good idea of what's going on. For it had pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are at Jerusalem.
Where? 15?
15:33. Romans 15:33.
It's not the right one.
Just translate it. For it had pleased them of Macedonia. Is it three?
No.
اما ای برادران از شما التماس دارم که به خاطر خداوند ما عیسی مسیح و محبت روح برای نزد
من just translate it. I don't know my head. For it had pleased them of Macedonia
از التماس میکنم از مقدونیه براتون
and Achaia
و Achaia
to make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are at Jerusalem.
زیرا که اهل مقدونیه و اخایه مصلحت دیدند که اهدایی برای مقدسان تنگدست اورشلیم بفرستند.
Was it 13?
26.
Okay, it's close enough. Only 7 verses off.
طرف هفت آیه جلوتر پریده بود. I'm like, ah.
Yeah. So why is the contribution being made?
چرا دارن هدیه رو جمع میکنن؟
Yeah, because they're poor.
چون مقدسانش تنگ دست بودن.
They live in poverty.
مشکل دارن، پول نیاز دارن، کمک نیاز دارن.
And a lot of that has probably to do with the fact they are persecuted.
و به خاطر اینکه اونجا دارن شکنجه میشن، قایم شدن، به خاطر همین تنگ دست.
Heavily persecuted.
حسابی دارن دنبالش رو میگردن که بکشنشون در اون زمان و در اون
تاریخ. And it's right for one church.
کلیسایی که الان مشکل نداره.
That does well to help another church.
وضعیت مالیش خوبه، کمک کنه به یک کلیسایی که داره مشکل داره.
Yeah, try to collect an offering to relieve all the Christians elsewhere.
یه کلیسایی که وضعیتش بهتره هدیه جمع کنه که برکت بده به یک کلیسایی منطقه دیگه که از لحاظ مالی مشکل داره.
We're part of a bigger family as well.
ما یه خانواده بزرگتر هم هستیم. از یه دست میگیریم و به دست میدیم.
Yeah, and there are other churches, biblical churches.
کلیسای دیگه هستن تو کل دنیا.
That we may be able to help.
شاید ما بتونیم دست کمک
بشیم. So Paul is encouraging that here.
و پولس رسول تشویق میکنه که این کارو بکنه.
Now we believe in independent churches.
کلیساهای محلی تنها هر کدوم به قدرت
سبب doesn't mean we don't care
اما معنی نیست که اصلا
the well-being of other churches
به نیاز کلیساهای دیگه
و
کمک خواهر برادران
we're not talking about false churches who preach a false gospel
نه در مورد کلیسای دروغین در حقیقت صحبت کنیم
so Paul tells them weekly to gather offerings
هر روز میگه هدیه جمع کنین هر هفته جمع کنین برای کمک به خواهر برادرانتون
yeah he wants us not to be dumb when he's coming
میگه وقتی من
that they have to do that they have to do it then He wants us to be prepared.
Now,
and notice that these gatherings of these offerings are happening on the first day of the week. Yeah, this is when they meet as a church. Yeah, it talks about everybody is setting aside. Yeah, and it's gathered, so it doesn't have to be gathered when Paul is there.
که بذارن کنار هر هفته که وقتی جمع شده باشه که پولس اومد فقط بدو دنبال جمع آوری نباشن.
I want to pause for a moment.
میخوام یه لحظه تسلط بهش
فکر کنم. And discuss and it says the first day of the week.
میگه اولین روز هفته
یعنی چی؟ What day in general do we consider the first day of the week?
اولین روز هفته ما چه روزیه؟
Which day is that?
چه روزیه اولین روز هفته ما؟
Sunday, yeah.
Sunday.
Now, why is that? Yeah, because Saturday is often said, oh, that's the Sabbath. And the Sabbath, of course, is considered the last day. Yeah, the seventh day. Now, there are many Christian groups, or so-called Christian groups,
that
will say, you must keep the Sabbath instead of the Sunday. And I'd just like to debunk that idea for a moment.
Now,
you have, for example, the Seventh-day Adventist,
which is a cult.
They call themselves Christians.
But
they're not. Yeah, and I've studied them a little bit in the past.
Yeah,
because I came over a documentary that one of those guys had made about health.
برنامه در مورد سلامتی درست کرده بودن اون گروه 7 Day Adventist نگاه کردم و در موردشون تحقیق کردم که چی ان اینا به چی اعتقاد دارن
and later on I figured out this guy was a 7 Day Adventist
اون آقا از کلیسای 7 Day Adventist یا هفته
and I looked at some documentary about their end time views
آخر زمان رو چه اعتقاد دارن اعتقادشون از کلام چیه
which are completely wild
که
yeah, but they believe in works-based salvation.
و همه‌شون اعتقاد دارن که نجاتشون بستگی به کار داره.
It's basically an call that's started by a woman. Ellen G. White.
یه خانومی به نام Ellen G. White شروع کرد این کلیسا.
Of course, that should be already a red flag.
همون اول باید علامت خطر باشه.
But the Sabbath thing is a big thing for them.
ولی سبت رو خیلی بهش اهمیت میدن.
Yeah, they called Seventh Day Adventist.
میگن هفتمین روز ادونتیست. Because Seventh Day Adventist.
It's all about keeping that seventh day.
چون همش بستگی به اون روز هفتم داره. همه ایمانت بستگی به اون شنبه داره.
Yeah, and they will say what Exodus 20 says 9 and verse 9 and 10. Six days shall thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it shall thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates.
روز سبت را بیاد داشته باش و آن را مقدس شمار. شش روز کار کن و همه کارهایت را انجام بده. اما روز هفتم شبات یهوه خدای توست. در آن هیچ کار مکن، نه تو، نه پسر یا دخترت، نه غلام یا کنیزت، نه چهارپایانت و نه غریبی که درون دروازه های توست.
And 11.
خداوند در شش روز آسمان و زمین و دریا را با هر آنچه در آنهاست بساخت، اما روز هفتم فراغت یافت. از همین رو خداوند روز سبات را برکت داده، آن را تقدیس فرمود.
Yeah, let me also read 11. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Yeah. So they will teach based on this. Hey, you need to keep the Sabbath.
نشون میدن که ما باید سبت رو
نگه داریم. Yeah, and they make statements like, oh, it's a part of the Ten Commandments.
عضو ده فرمانه.
And they were written in stone. They were put in stone. They cannot be changed.
سنگ نوشته شده، گفته روز هفتم رو نگه داریم ده فرمان، پس باید نگه داریم. عوض شدنی نیست.
And they even also go far on this subject.
انقدر به این موضوع اهمیت میدن، زیاد روی میکنن که میگن
in the end,
در روز آخر،
yeah, this will become a deciding factor if you're a Christian or not.
خداوند آیا ایمانداری یا ایماندار نیستی؟ شنبه کار کردی یا شنبه تعطیل بودی؟
If you're not keeping the Sabbath, then you're not a Christian.
Yeah,
if you don't do the work of the law here,
yeah,
it proves that you're not a real Christian.
That's
works-based salvation.
It's salvation-based on قلعرت کرده در این نجات با اعمالت با شریعته که به دست میاری نه با فیض
خداوند.
تنها گروه نیستن که این حرف رو میزنن، گروه های دیگه هم هستن.
یهودی‌گرایی
ها
اونها
هم موعظه میکنن
keep the Sabbath.
که سبت رو باید
نگه داریم.
باز هم گروه مذهبی در حقیقت
they will also teach you need to keep the feasts.
درس میدن که باید عیدهای یهودیت رو نگه داری، اگه نگه ندارین گناه کردی.
And of course, it's not surprising that the Seventh-day Adventists are also going there. They're also now starting to say, hey, you need to keep the feasts.
Okay, but برین اون جشن رو بگیری، اون عید رو داشته باشی. اگه نداشته باشی اون عید رو انجام ندی، بدبخت میشی.
Now, others, they have others again that say, oh, we shouldn't do the Sunday because it's a Catholic thing. Yeah, they have instituted it. And when you celebrate on Sunday, you're basically bowing down to the Catholic Church.
It
was their doing.
اونا شروع کردن، پس از اون شروع شد.
Which by the way is also an argument that the Seventh-day Adventists will use.
گروه‌های هفتم ادونتیست استفاده می‌کنه.
It's not true.
چون از کاتولیکا شروع نشده.
And then you have others again.
دوباره بازار.
They put a label of pagan on everything.
که میگن بت پرستیه.
Oh, Sunday.
یکشنبه.
It has a pagan origin.
بت پرستیه.
Because it's a day that is dedicated or named after.
روزی است که به نام.
The sun god.
خدای خورشید کیریاکوس در حقیقت نام برده شده.
Yeah, so it's not right for us to gather on Sunday because if we do this, we're
نام خدای
kind of affirming him.
ما هم دارم جمع شدیم، داریم خدای خورشید رو میپرستیم.
Yeah, we can't assemble then.
نمیتونیم یک شنبه دارم جمع بشیم به خاطر اینکه خدای خورشید رو میپرستیم.
Of course, that's silly.
احمقانه است.
Yeah, we live in a world that is deranged with paganism and false religions.
همه اطرافمون پر از بت پرستی و دروغه و هیچ کدومش ربطی به شنبه و یک شنبه نداره.
Of course, we see these things in our culture and the names and labels on things.
نام‌ها رو می‌بینیم، بعضی فرهنگ‌ها یه اسمی معنی داره، بعضی فرهنگ‌ها نداره.
Yeah, what day are you going to choose?
کدوم روز قرار انتخاب کنی؟
Monday, God of the Moon.
خدای ماه.
Yeah, Thursday.
سه‌شنبه.
Thor.
پنج‌شنبه.
God of Thunder.
رادبرق.
Saturday.
شنبه.
Yeah, Saturn. Again, another false god. Small g.
خدای ساتورن در حقیقت خدای ریز. همه‌شون به نام خدا آدم بودشون.
So what are we to do? Are we going to make new names then? If this is pagan.
اسم هفتمون رو عوض کنیم چون همه‌شون بت پرستی.
Because otherwise they cannot come together anymore because somebody labeled it.
چون یه نفر که بت پرست بوده اون روز نام برده به نام بتی گذاشته.
Even though the rest of the world will keep calling it Sunday and Monday, etc.
شاید بقیه دنیا میگه یک شنبه، دو شنبه، سه شنبه و هیچ ربطی به اون نام نداره. فقط یه شهری نام برده شده.
Of course not. Yeah. Even Jesus used words that had a pagan origin. Because it simply explained what it had to explain. The word hell we use in English is a pagan name, basically.
Jesus
spoke Greek and used the word Hades, which is also again a pagan name.
But
explains perfectly the idea and the concept of hell. Now we're going to say Jesus is pagan now because he said that. That's crazy.
Are
just names. Yeah, they have become part of a language to indicate a specific day. So there's a lot of first being made about what is the right day to come together.
Now,
if you would look at 1 Corinthians 16, if you would make any conclusion, would it be the Sabbath that we should come together? No, if you would draw any conclusion, it would be the first day of the week, which is a Sunday, not a Sabbath.
Yes.
Sabbath, Saturday, it's a seventh day.
شنبه روز هفتمه، سبت هفتم، اولین روز هفته.
Of course, the idea behind it is like it's a day that Jesus was resurrected.
چرا؟
Yeah, it's linked to the resurrection.
چون میگن اون روز روزی بوده که عیسی مسیح اولین روز هفته از مردگان برخاست.
Of course, we meet on Sunday.
درسته ما یک شنبه داره
همین. But it's actually mostly because of practical reasons.
دلیل نداره که یک شنبه باشه هر روز. دلیل جمع شدنم یک شنبه اینه که روز تعطیلی اینجاست، راحتی دارم.
Because in general, society slows down and stops on Sunday. Therefore, it's the most logical day to choose to come together. Yeah, but I have no problem with other churches that meet on other days. You want to have a service on Saturday? That's fine. Go for it.
Yeah,
just don't make it a doctrine that we should meet together on Saturday or the Sabbath.
Now,
I will have problems for that.
Yeah.
We also have service on Wednesday. We must be really pagan. The sun got on Sunday, and the Wednesday comes from another false god.
So
we're double pagan. Of course, it's nonsense. Yeah, we can pick any day we like. Go to Romans 14. Romans 14, 5 to 8. One man esteemeth one day above another. Another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day regardeth unto the Lord. And he that regardeth not the day, to the Lord he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not, to the Lord he eateth not, and giveth God thanks. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. Romans 14, 5 to 8.
یک روز را از دیگری بهتر می داند و دیگری هر روز را برابر می شمارد. پس هر کس در ذهن خود متقاعد باشد. آنکه روز را عزیز می داند به خاطر خداوند عزیزش می دارد. و آنکه روز را عزیز نمی دارد هم برای خداوند نمی دارد. و هر که می خورد برای خداوند می خورد زیرا خدا را شکر می گوید. و آنکه نمی خورد برای خداوند نمی خورد و خدا را شکر می گوید. زیرا هیچ کس از ما برای خود زندگی نمی کند و هیچ کس برای خود نمی میرد. زیرا اگر زندگی کنیم برای خداوند زندگی می کنیم و اگر بمیریم برای خداوند می میریم. پس خواه زنده باشیم خواه بمیریم از آن خداوند.
Yeah, so you want to keep a certain day? Hey, it's fine. Go for it. No problem.
Want
to make it special? It's okay.
You
want to make all the ways the same? That's fine too.
Yeah?
This is not an important thing.
Yeah?
What you do it unto the Lord.
Yeah?
Go to Colossians 2.
16 and
17. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink, or in respect of a holy day, or the new moon, or the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Colossians 2, 16 and 17.
پس کسی درباره خوردن و نوشیدن و درباره عید و ماه نو و سبت بر شما حکم نکند، زیرا که اینها سایه چیزهای آینده است، اما بدن از آن مسیح است.
Yeah, let no man judge you in respect to what is among there, holy days, new moon, or the Sabbath days. Why? Because these things are in a shadow. They're all pointing to Christ. They were figures.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have Christ now. We have the fulfillment of those things.
Yeah,
and the Bible specifically says, judge no man. Yeah, they're just pointing to Christ. We do not keep the feast.
Yeah.
We don't blow trumpets at new moon. And we do not keep Sabbath either. Because they're done away with, they're fulfilled in Christ.
What
is the important thing? That we actually come together. And we see here that the believers come together at least one time a week. And the Corinthians come together the first day of the week. And we happen to do that as well. But hey, if somebody wants to do it on Saturday, that's fine too.
Yeah,
the point is, we need to meet together. Yeah, the Bible says not in Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
25.
Yeah, so it's important that we come together, that we assemble together. But if it's the first day of the week, the second, or the seventh, it doesn't matter. And it's a false doctrine to say that we must keep the Sabbath.
That
is not what the Bible teaches.